Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another day. We bless God for the sixth day of the month of February, year 2022. We appreciate the Lord for his mercy. We appreciate the Lord for his loving kindness. We thank God for his marvelous power. We appreciate the Lord for what he's doing. I really want to thank the Lord for his mighty hand of power in this broadcast. A lot of testimony have been coming to us, testimony every day. Of the people who pray these prayers, who really enter into the prayer mode, and they pray the prayer aggressively, giving us testimony of the awesomeness of God. I know that you are the next one to give testimony in Jesus' name. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic and Prayer Program. And this prayer program, we pray with some strength and power. We pray, we put our effort into that prayer, because the prayer of a righteous man, the Bible says, the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And you must know something, that when you pray aggressively according to the word of the Lord, the Bible says, right from the time of John the Baptist, the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violent and violent men taken it by force. When you direct violence against the battle you are facing, there will be solution in Jesus' name. Begin to appreciate the Lord, thank the Lord, say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I give you glory. You are worthy of all praise. You are the everlasting Father. There's no one like you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Sing this song with me. You are Yahweh. 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 Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Beloved, I want you to get ready as you pray these seven prayer points aggressively. These are destiny-changing prayers. I want you to pray the prayer very well. Open your mouth and say, Blood of Jesus, deliver me from the hand of the strong man. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, deliver me from the hand of the strong man. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, deliver me from the hand of the strong man. Deliver me from the hand of the strong man. Deliver me from the hand of the strong man. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, deliver me from the hand of the strong man. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say every curse running in my family, break. In the name of Jesus, every curse running in my family, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, ancestral limitation on my destiny. In the name of Jesus, ancestral limitation on my destiny. In the name of Jesus, ancestral limitation on my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Ancestral limitation is a very dangerous thing. Is the power in ancestral lineage, is the power in the family lineage that lay embargoes upon people that they cannot get to a particular level. Pray this prayer again. Ancestral limitation on my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Ancestral limitation on my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any power that wants me to remain in the valley of life. In the name of Jesus, any power that wants me to remain in the valley of life. In the name of Jesus, any power that wants me to remain in the valley of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody need to pray this next one. We are going to pray now. Say, any strong man denying me of my breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus, any strong man denying me of my breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, any strong man denying me of my breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, any strong man denying me of my breakthrough. In Jesus' name, say, any member of my family line that has joined witchcraft in order to destroy me, destroy yourself. In the name of Jesus, any member of my family line that has joined witchcraft in order to destroy me, destroy yourself, destroy yourself, destroy yourself, destroy yourself. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, any personality that vow I will not make it in life, receive open disgrace. In the name of Jesus, any personality that vow, I will not make it in life. Receive open this grace. Receive open this grace. Receive open this grace. Receive open this grace in the name of Jesus. There's somebody that is hearing me now. Someone confronted you, your family, that you will never make it. I am standing against that word. Whatever they have said against your destiny right now, I command the power in the blood of Jesus to cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, woe unto anyone who has decree or righteous decree. Every unrighteous decree against you, be cancelled, be cancelled, be cancelled. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, I've been talking about deliverance from mysterious battles. Battles that are strange. Battles that are uncommon. Battles that can never really be explained in details. Battles that are weird. Battles that are very, very strange. They are called mysterious battles. Battles that mesmerize people. Battles that confuse people. That kind of battle is what the Bible calls mysterious battle. That kind of battle is the battle we are referring to as mysterious battle. If you are facing a mysterious battle, you must confront it in a mysterious way. Every mysterious battle has a monster behind that very particular battle. And that monster has two legs. First leg is the leg of a curse, and the second leg is the leg of hidden covenant. There is a curse we call strange curse or strange curses. These are curses that are working, that the outworking of that curse will always be very deep and dangerous. If you are not knowledgeable on how to handle it, you will try everything possible. You will find that that curse will not go. Because they are strange. They are not curses that are just coming in. They are not curses that are just being released. They are curses that stand on a legal ground. They are curses that have something they are standing on before they can fight. These strange curses are curses that have been battling with many lives. And that is why you see some strange thing happening. Anyone or any family that is under a strange curse, they will be having mysterious battles. Battles they cannot explain. Battles they cannot even know how to put it together. But listen to me, God can solve that battle. The Bible says, Jesus Christ has become a curse for us. He has redeemed us from the curse of the Lord. He has become a curse for us. For curse is anyone that is hung on the tree. So if you are under a strange curse, sometimes these curses are not verbalized. When you are under a strange curse, you need to really pray very well to understand the secret and how to deal with it. When a young man begins to have sexual relationship with his mother, it will trigger a strange curse. It will trigger a strange curse. And this is the battle that many people are passing through now. We need to really pray aggressively, because a curse will be released. Even when they don't know that the curse has been released, the action that has been put in play will always bring that curse to play. And that is why there are a lot of things that people do that has brought strange curses to their lives. When somebody begins to steal from the offering bag of the church, a strange curse will be released. When somebody moves straight into the shrine to steal the money from the shrine, a strange curse will be released. There are things that bring curses. And the curses are very dangerous. When someone is the one that kills another person and he denies that it's not the one, a strange curse is released. When someone borrowed money from you, and now the money that he has borrowed from you, you said that this fellow that borrowed money from you should probably give you this money at a particular time. But he could not afford to give you that money at a particular time. Then, at that moment, you decided that since you cannot give me this money at this time, I'm going to show you pepper. And you now go somewhere to go and use charm to destroy somebody in the family of that fellow, whether a child or one of his children. That kind of a thing will trigger a curse. We must be very careful of what we are doing. There is a transaction between two people. And later, somebody was now saying that that transaction, it was exactly the fellow used his land or used something to stand. And this one said, I don't use my land to stand. If we are into falsehood, it will trigger these strange curses. There are a lot that I cannot say on this platform that trigger strange curses. When you are under this strange curse, you'll be experiencing what we call mixidious battle. Battle that you don't even understand where it's coming from. Battle you don't even know. You are a Christian, you are speaking in tongues, you are elders, you are deacon, but you notice that something is wrong. Something is wrong with you. Something is going on. You are the only one that understands that something is wrong with me. You need to cry out for solution, because God has solution in his hand. But you must cry out so that you can be delivered. I pray that God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to talk about the second leg later. Let's begin to confess our sin and let the Lord have mercy upon us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Get a mantle, a bottle of oil, and a bottle of water. Lord, I pray unto this mantle, I soak the mantle in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus multiply upon this mantle in 7 billion folds. Let the anointing of healing and deliverance fall on this mantle. In Jesus' name we pray. Now I pray on this water and this oil. I charge the water and the oil with power, with fire. I pray that the blood of Jesus shall flow into the oil and into the water in Jesus' name. Put the mantle on your head and say this prayer loud and clear. Say, every yoke of disappointment and failure, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of disappointment and failure, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Invisible hand stealing good things in my life, wither in the name of Jesus. Invisible hand stealing good things in my life, wither, 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 wither. In Jesus' name we pray. Every strange leg in the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. Every strange legs in the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. Every strange leg in the affairs of my life, wither in Jesus' name we pray. Now you shout loud and clear. Strange curses working against my destiny, there in the name of Jesus. Strange curses working against my destiny, there in the name of Jesus. Strange curses working against my destiny, there in the name of Jesus. Strange curses working against my destiny, there in Jesus' name. Pray every terminal curse in my family line, I am not your candidate. There in the name of Jesus. Every time that comes my family line, I am not your candidate. There in Jesus' name we pray. Say, curse running in my blood. Curses running in my blood. There in the name of Jesus. Curses running in my blood. There in Jesus' mighty name we pray. There's somebody here. Anytime you are going for good thing, you have sex in the dream. Anytime you are called for interview, you have sex in the dream. Anytime you are going to do something very good, you have sex in the dream. That sex in the dream is a yoke that must be broken aggressively. That is what is terminating it. So you must pray this prayer very well. Say this one loud and clear. Say, spirit husband, if you are a woman, if you are a man, you say spirit wife. Spirit husband, strong man, living inside of me, come out and die. That prayer must be prayed for 10 minutes for 3 days. Spirit husband, strong man, living inside of me, come out and die. When you are praying that prayer, you put the oil on your belly button. Spirit husband, spirit wife, living inside of me, come out, die, come out, die, come out, die, come out, die. Spirit wife, spirit wife, strong man, living inside of me, come out, die, come out, die, come out, die. In Jesus' name we pray. I take the oil now, drink a little. Say, I receive fresh fire in the name of Jesus. I receive fresh fire in the name of Jesus. I receive fresh fire. I receive fresh fire in Jesus' name. Rub it on your chest. Say, arrow of sickness and infirmity, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of sickness and infirmity, go back, go back, go back in Jesus' name. Pray. Rub it on your stomach and say this one. Say, Holy Ghost, overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, overshadow my life, overshadow my life. Say in Jesus' name, say it again, say fire of deliverance, enter into my body and deliver me. In the name of Jesus, fire of deliverance, enter into my body and deliver me. In the name of Jesus, fire of deliverance, enter into my body and deliver me. In the name of Jesus, fire of deliverance, enter into my body and deliver me. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out your prayer request. Lord, I pray that this request shall be answered. The power of God will fall upon this request, and there will be testimony in Jesus' name. Are you here? You are expecting a document to be released. Are you here? You are expecting your green card. You are expecting your relocation document. Are you here? You are expecting your permanent resident document. I want you to pray this prayer very well. Don't forget this prayer. Say, every witchcraft power sitting upon my document, in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft power sitting upon my document, in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft power sitting upon my document, in Jesus' name. This is number two. Say, I withdraw my document from the altar of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my document from the altar of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my document from the altar of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my document from the altar of witchcraft in Jesus' name. We pray. This is the third one, and pray this one very, very well. Every witchcraft urine upon my document be wiped off by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft urine upon my document be wiped off by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft urine upon my document be wiped off in Jesus' name. Pray. You are going to give testimony. The Lord is working upon you already. Aha. Any man, any woman that has vowed to deal with you shall go naked in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will strike them with the arrow of madness in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Lord, we appreciate what you have done. We pray for everybody connected to us. The Lord will answer you by fire. You are looking for the fruit of the womb. The Lord will give you fruit of the womb by fire. You are looking and praying earnestly to get married this year. The Lord will make it possible by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever your request is, I pray that the Lord will answer you speedily in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. God bless you in Jesus' name. I know one thing, that God is working wonders already in your life. And if you want to get across to us, you can send information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Act Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akriola. Beloved, I want you to know one thing, that God never fails. Pass this voice audio to your friend. Let them enjoy the prayers. Let them pray the prayer. Take your time to pray this prayer. Don't rush them. Take time to pray the prayer. You can pray this prayer, each of them, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, stay on one, and God answer you speedily. God bless you in Jesus' name.